720 WGN. Thanks for joining us. You know what? Do you still have his number? Maybe we were supposed to call Pat Quinn. Andrew's like, we're waiting on Pat Quinn's call. Pat Quinn never misses an opportunity to be on the radio. Maybe we should call him. That's probably what we should be doing. Of course, he is making it apparent that he wants the city of Chicago to put this on a referendum on the ballot this fall. Will that happen? I don't know if it'll happen, but we're talking about the Bears and what they unveiled today. The mayor was there. The governor was noticeably absent and then, of course, released a piece of audio saying, you know, he's a bit skeptical. He doesn't want people to have to pay for this. But, Brian, will you pull that piece of audio of what the mayor had to say about it causing no new taxes in the city of Chicago?
And one of the defining features of this project is that it calls for the implementation of everything that my administration has called for. True public investment. But what it does not call for are raising existing taxes or implementing any new taxes on the residents of the city of Chicago. And I'm going to repeat that one more time to make sure that everybody gets that. This project will result in no new taxes on the residents of Chicago.
And Mark Gannis, who has been a part of consulting on the building of 20 different stadiums across the nation, said, yes, that part is true. What you heard out of the mayor's mouth is true. What does that mean as the plan evolves? Pat Quinn, former governor of Illinois, knows something about this. Thanks for joining us, Pat. How are you today?
Well, very good, Lisa. It is a boondoggle, and taxpayers should be on the alert. This is a bad deal for everyday people and taxpayers in Illinois, and especially Chicago, where I live. And you know that the mayor is afraid because he won't put it on the ballot for voters to vote on in Chicago whether this is a good idea. That's what they did in Kansas City last month, and the taxpayers voted it down by a wide margin. So same way here, they're trying to pass it through inside politics rather than letting the people have a referendum to decide for themselves.
Does that mean you've given up your fight to get it on the ballot?
Well, I heard the mayor today. I live in Austin. I live in the same neighborhood of Chicago as Mayor Johnson, and I pleaded with him not to just be a cheerleader for this. I watched it on the video today, and all he needed was pom-poms in cheering for the Bears' billion-dollar boondoggle. The mayor should be an advocate for the taxpayers and for top priorities like public safety and education and rebuilding schools and having decent health care and a better CTA. This is not a high priority. Basically, it's giving taxpayer money to a franchise that got $660 million back in the beginning of the 2001, I think it was, to rebuild Soldier Field into a spaceship. Now they want to demolish Soldier Field. That's part of the plan today. And the new stadium, the Bears want to name that stadium. They want the naming rights that might be $1 billion worth to their franchise and set it to the taxpayers. So this is really upside down.
Yeah, that's right. So if they have naming rights, would the naming rights go in front of Soldier Field? Would it still be identified as Soldier Field? I know that's a big sticking point for you.
No, they want to demolish Soldier Field. They say they want to keep the colonnades where they put the insignia of dedicated to the men and women who served our country and defended our democracy. It's sort of desecrating Soldier Field, in my opinion. It was literally built 100 years ago, and before Soldier Field got built, there was a referendum where voters voted whether or not to build a stadium. To me, it seems like we ought to have a referendum right now on whether the Soldier Field should be demolished and a new stadium built. You know, people in Kansas City heard the arguments for a new stadium for the Royals and the Chiefs, and they heard all the arguments, including from Patrick Mahomes, the quarterback, and Travis Kelce, the tight end, who were all voting, you know, yes, vote yes. The taxpayer said no, resoundingly no. We like you guys on the field, but we don't want to pay for the field. Let the billionaire owners pay for it, not the taxpayers.
And is there a benefit to keeping the Bears in Chicago?
Well, yeah, I'm a Bears fan. I have been to all my life, and I think everybody listening wants the Bears to win. But we want the family that owns it. The franchise is worth $5.5 billion, and that value is going up. When you have that kind of value in your franchise, find whatever land you want in Chicago, hopefully, and build your stadium there. Doing it on the lakefront, by the way, there's a lakefront protection ordinance that protects the lake from things like what the Bears are trying to do. And, you know, they're just bad for the taxpayers, bad for the environment and the lakefront. And it's a boondoggle. And it's going to be Brandon's boondoggle if he doesn't wake up and let the voters vote on this. And he'll find out real quick that the people of Chicago and Illinois don't support it. I did a poll on this a month ago, and two-thirds of the people of Illinois are dead set against taxpayer subsidies for sports stadiums for the Bears. And they just got to realize where the public and taxpayers are.
Would you say the same thing about the White Sox?
Same thing. You know, I'm a White Sox fan. I have a season tickets in the upper deck. It's been a very difficult year. But just building a new stadium for a team that, you know, has a stadium that's about 30 years old or so, this isn't right. You know, we have crying needs for especially public safety and health care and education and making sure people have a decent standard of living in every neighborhood of Illinois. You know, when I was governor, the Cubs, you know, bought, or the Ricketts bought Wrigley Field, and they wanted public money to fix it up. And I said no. And no, we're not going to use the Sports Facility Authority to give money to a billionaire family. You guys bought Wrigley Field, pay for any rehab. That same principle should apply right now. And I want to thank Governor Pritzker, who's saying this is not a top priority for Illinois to have taxpayer subsidy for 40 years for a $1 billion franchise to build a new stadium on the lake. No, not a good idea. And the governor, you know, should veto that. If I was governor, I would veto any kind of sweetheart deal done by lobbyists who, without a referendum of the taxpayers. The people need to be heard here.
With all that being said, I still think somehow they're going to get it done.
Well, I will say this, Lisa. There is an armada of lobbyists and inside players going to Springfield to try and twist the arms of legislators. And that's why we need the legislators who we elect to stand up for the taxpayers. I'm a fan of the Bears, I'm a fan of the Sox, but I'm a fan number one of taxpayers, voters, people who are working paycheck to paycheck, and they shouldn't see their hard-earned tax dollars go to subsidize stadiums for billionaires. It's just not right, and we need to make sure in Springfield, our state capital, legislators have strong backs to ward off the lobbyists and the inside players.
Somebody said pay for the Bears stadium by a 10% tax on the Bears payroll, including all players and administrative people and coaches. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, they want to build the stadium, as some teams have done around the country, privately, with their own money, more power to them. You know, that's what good things are all about. But when you have a public subsidy coming from the taxpayers, that's where the line has to be drawn. We just can't afford it now in our state or our city. We've got to make sure that we use our tax money prudently for things that count, that make life better for hardworking people, starting with safety, you know. Yep. We've got to make sure we have a good, decent society with decent health care, education, and safety.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Pat. We always appreciate when you call the show.
Oh, same here. Thanks a lot. Take care of yourself, Lisa.
And Steve wasn't here today to give him a hard time like he usually does. But boondoggle's definitely the word of the day. All right, that is former Governor Pat Quinn. Coming up next, the news from Lauren Lapka on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.